Bim bam bum, bim bam bum, la mulatona Merced, arrollando va detrás de la comparsa. Ya no quieren cumbanchar las negritas del solar, si no tocan al compás de ese ritmo así. Suénalo, bailalo, gózalo. Bim bam bum, bam bum, qué saborosito está este paso arrollador de la comparsa.
Let me in. letters from my mind. I'd find peace within myself and a reason to be kind. I wonder if there's someone who's bigger than us all. I wonder if there's someone who's greater than us all. Well, I just thought if there was, it must be there at all. Got everybody busted.
I'm a jolly old fellow from way back in New England, where apples and peaches and pumpkins do grow, where the girls, they are handsome, the boys, they are likewise. The same I would have you to know. I came to your city, your sight for to see, the town and the great Union Square. I came for the ride in your electric three cars and to wink at your pretty girls. But I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. Old, but I'm awfully tough. And the gals will you say of the joyous way. You're old, but you're awfully tough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. I'm a jolly old fellow from way back in New England, a jolly old fellow you'll see. At playing you euchre, I'll give you the joker and beat you now 5-3. A jolly old fellow, my age never mellowed, although I am near 73. Away with your croakers, but give me the joker, for a jolly old fellow you say. For I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. Old, but I'm awfully tough. And the devil's as you say of the joyous way. You're old, but you're awfully tough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough.
at the State Asylum on the second floor. I talked with a patient, room 234. I said, you don't look crazy, can't see why you're here. He sort of looked at me and smiled and whispered in my ear, I'm nuts about screwy music. I'm screwy about nutty rhythm. I'm dilly over all silly melodies, crazy as a loon can be. I'm daffy about goofy tempo. I'm goofy about daffy changes. I'm dippy over all dizzy harmony written in a minor key. I love to hear sounds that are queer. I'm eccentric, they say. There's a boot in a flute or a mellow moaning cello. I'm nuts about screwy music. I'm screwy about nutty rhythm. I'm dilly over all silly melodies, crazy as a loon can be.
From the noise of the city. And so I packed my bag and fled to a lake that was quiet and pretty.
Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Big Bear Lake, they're a-buzzin' and a-puttin'. Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Big Bear Lake with the engines all a-hoppin'. Big Bear Lake with the outboards all a-poppin'. Big Bear Lake, not a single one is stoppin'.
Those moonlight nights so calm and serene, the quiet seems enduring. But comes the dawn, the silence is gone.
They're out of their mooring. Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Big Bear Lake, they're a-buzzin' and a-buttin'. Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Puttin' all day.
Rest,
rest,
relax,
relax. Quiet, quiet, quiet!
Quiet, the doctors all say, is good for your condition. But how can you relax and be quiet when
there goes the ignition? Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Big Bear Lake, they're a-buzzin' and a-buttin'. Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Puttin' all day, puttin' all day, puttin' all day.
You know what that screwy music means. That means it's time for me to break in and ruin your fun. That's right, it's me, KBC, and this is The Bit Slap. So I want to welcome you and hope you're doing well today. I'm feeling fine, thank you. And today we will be presenting to you the 15th edition of the Grad Bag here at the Bit Slap for you, because you need to be kept off balance. We started with something from the Forbidden Zone movie, the soundtrack, Bim Bam Boom, and I suspect, although I could not prove it, that that is probably a creation of Danny Elfman. And Danny Elfman was the force behind The Tubes, etc., and the music for The Simpsons and all kinds of other movie soundtracks as well. So it wouldn't surprise me if he had his dirty little fingers in that. After that, Danny Ben Israel, A Bad Trip. And I think you'll agree that sounded pretty bad. The Lemon Pipers, I'd Rather Die Right Now. Lemon Pipers, of course, gave us Green Tambourine and made a lot of money off of it. Laughing Cal Stewart after that, I'm Old, but I'm Awfully Tough, just like your host here, KBC. I'm old, but I'm, well, not as tough as I used to be. But I am nuts about screwy music, and that's why we're here today. And that was Jimmy Lunsford and the band. I forgot to write down who the vocal was. You don't care, do you? All right, don't worry about it. After that, Big Bear Lake from The Sportsman. The Sportsman featured, you know who, Mel Blanc, the voice of the Maxwell, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Yosemite Sam, Sylvester, and God knows who else. And that was him. So, okay, we'll be bringing you a lot of left turns out of left field and right field as well. So stay tuned, keep your hat on, and don't lose your place. Back in a bit.
Takes a turn around the block. He's got a lot of French toast in the back. He's got it wrapped up in a sock. He's timing the engine of his truck. He's got a lot of French toast in the back. The kids come around and ask him if they can have a delicious slice of French toast. Sure you can, here it is, he says as he hands it out to all the boys and girls, and they scream with delight as they run home and show it to their parents. Then mom takes the French toast from the kids to examine it more closely. It has green mold growing right out of the crust, and it smells like something awful. And she throws it into the garbage can. A rat comes along and eats it up and falls right over dead. And his stomach bursts open and his liver pops out. Everybody stands around with their hands on their mouths. They really are disgusted. Then the French toast man comes from right around the block and puts it in his French toast sock. He's on his way, he's got a slot full too. So evacuate your bowels and have a hot lunch, and don't be late for school. And don't be late for school. And don't be late for school.
Hey, I got a deep bosom woman. She knows exactly what I'm looking for. Oh, my deep bosom woman. You know she squeezed me till I don't want no more. Oh, she squeezed me all night long, from sunset till dawn, till I can't go on. And I beg her no more. Oh, my deep bosom woman. Oh, she knows exactly what I'm looking for. Oh, my deep bosom woman. You know she squeezed me till I beg her to stop. Oh, she's squeezing out every last drop of my love until I beg her stop, baby, no. Oh, I just can't take anymore. Hey, my deep bosom woman. You know she knows exactly what I'm looking for. Oh, I got a deep bosom woman. Oh, she squeezed me till I can't take no more. I got a deep bosom woman. Hey, my deep bosom woman. You know I'm looking for a deep bosom woman. Yeah, I'm looking for a deep bosom woman. You know I'm looking for a deep bosom woman. Oh, I'm looking for a deep bosom woman. Yeah, my deep bosom.
And then something broke in my chest. I'd fix it, but I don't know how. How did I get so strung out? There was a time I was young and hung out. Never was a party that you didn't find Marty on Friday night, Saturday night. And now my stomach measures a mile. It takes a bottle just to make me smile. And my friends are saying Jesus Christ, he's such a bore. He don't take dope or even talk about the war. Just take a little drink, another little drink, and then I have me just another drink more. And when I wake up in the morning, good God, my kidneys are sore. 'Cause the bag on me, and it's just a package from a package store. How did I get so messed up? It seems like yesterday I was young and dressed up. Minute that I woke up, I'd go and do some coke up. I was feeling high, what a guy. And now I watch my color TV. Let Johnny Carson make a fool of me. And my friends ain't been around in a year or more. They're out somewhere together making posters for the war. And so I sit at home and drink another little drink. And then I have me just a couple hit more. And when I wake up in the morning, good God, something always is sore. Cause a bag of men is just a package from a package store. Mr. Super Hip. And now that easy money's all spent, I got a crummy job to pay the rent. And the thing that broke inside me, it ain't going away. I got to call the boss and say I won't be in a day. I'm gonna sit at home and drink another little drink. If I drink enough, I'll feel okay.
Son of a gun. Merle, you may not recognize me by my voice, but I met you in Muskogee, and let's see. Honey, when is Merle in Muskogee? Oh, I was married to Elaine then. I think that was in June or November, somewhere along in there. You remember Elaine, don't you? Well, we talked to you there in Muskogee. You know, she had kind of brown hair. She pretty thin then. She just had her operation. Boy, you wouldn't know her now. She put on about 20 pounds. Say, Hag, what I called you about was I got a pretty big promotion going on here in Hoyt, Montana. I'm handling new talent here in this area. Huh? No, I mean I'm their personal manager. Buddy, I got a girl singer that's a dead ringer for Tammy Wynette. I give her the stage name of Hillbilly Helen. Now, partner, she's something else. And she writes songs out of this world. Mars. No, she's a local girl right here in Hoyt. I told her I was going to call you and try to get her on a major recording label. She couldn't believe I knew you. And I told her that getting into the singing business is kind of like some girl getting the movies, you know. I told her you might want to spend some time with her alone. I didn't know how you felt about it, but she got the message. Well, Hag, I'll send you a reel-to-reel tape of some of Helen's stuff, normal speed. I'd suggest you get right on her. Say, ain't Bonnie Fuzzy's sister? Oh, I thought she was. I heard that in the joint. I done a little time myself. Robbery. Well, tell them all I said hello. How'd they get your number? Oh, let's just say I got a connection. Hello? Hello, Hag. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right. Pick it, Roy.
Gonna buy me. Cucumber the first. Summer was over. I had just finished a long day and I was busheled. I'm the kind of guy that works hard for his salary, and I don't mind telling you I was feeling a bit wilted. But I didn't care at all, because otherwise things were fine. I try never to disparagus, and I don't sweat the truffles. I'm outstanding in my field, and I know that something good will turn up eventually. A bunch of things were going grape, and soon I'd be top banana. At least that's my peeling. But that's enough corn. Lend me your ear and let us continue. After dressing, I stalked over to the grain station. I got there just in line to catch the 9-11 as it plowed towards the core of Appleton, a lentil more than a melon and a half east of Cloveland. No one got off at Zucchini, so we continued on our route to Vega. Passing my usual stop, I got off at Cado. I hailed a passing yellow cabbage and told the driver to cart me off to Brooklyn. I was going to meet my brother across from the eggplant, where he had a job at the saffron station, Pumpkin Gas. As soon as I saw his face, I knew he was in a yam. He told me his wife had been raising cane. Her name was Peaches, a soiled but radishing beauty with huge gourds. My brother had always been a chestnut, but I could never figure out why she picked him. He was a skinny little string bean who'd always suffered from cerebral palsy. It was in our roots. Sure, we had tried to weed it out, but the problem still remained. He was used to having a tough row to hoe, but it irritated me to see artichoke, and it bothered my brother to see his marriage go to seed. Like most maple couples, they had a lot of growing to do. Sure, they'd sown their wild oats, but just barley, if you please. Finally, Peaches had given him an ultimatum. She said, "I'm hip to your chive, and if you don't stop smoking that herb, I'm going to leaf you for basil, you fruit." He said he didn't realize it had come quite so far. On the other hand, even though Peaches could be the pits, I knew she'd never call the fuzz. I said, "Hey, we're not far from the mushroom. Let's walk over." He said, "That's a very nice place. That's the same old bar where Alfalfa, my wife." When we got there, I pulled up a cherry and tried to produce small talk. I told him I hadn't seen Olive, not since I shelled off for a trip to macadamia. When I told her we cantaloupe, the time just wasn't ripe. She knew what I meant. When we left the mushroom, we were pretty well juiced. I told Artie to say hello to the boys in Barry, and that I'd orange to see him another time. Well, it all came out in the morning papers. Artie caught Peaches that night with Basil, and Artie beat Basil bad, leaving him with two beautiful acres. Peaches, she was found in the garden. She'd been pruned. Well, my little story is okra now. Maybe it's small potatoes. Me, Idaho. My name? wheat. My friends call me Colonel, and that's life in the slaw lane. Thank you so much. It's a garden out there.
If you'll just take your seats for a moment, whip out those pencils and pens, and take some notes if you wish. Or you can rely on your memory. There won't be a quiz, but you're better off knowing this stuff anyway. We started with Fred Lane and his Hittite Hotshots. That was the sad story of the French Toast Man. But a very valuable lesson for all of us. Evacuate your bowels, eat a hot lunch, and don't be late for school. Following Fred Lane, from the sublime to the ridiculous, we heard from Wayne. Wayne's got himself a deep bosom... He's looking for a deep bosom woman. I suppose we all are, on one level or another. But Wayne decided to sing about it. Martin Mull after that, the Losers' Samba. A lot of people forget that Martin Mull did a lot of music, stand-up comedy and stuff before he hit it big in bit parts and TV. Tommy Collins, Hello Hag. Tommy was good friends with Merle Haggard and Don Bowman and all those people. Reverend Billy C. Wirtz, Inbred. The less I say about that, the better. He's from the Carolinas. That's all you need to know. Marvin Rainwater with Link Ray on guitar, and that was Boo Hoo. You may have guessed. The Chuckleheads after that. I'm a Chucklehead. That featured my late friend Steve Pilot. Hey, Steve, we haven't stopped thinking about you. And Kippadada, Life in the Slaw Lane. Yes, it is a garden out there. So I hope you're enjoying your tomatoes. They won't be around much longer. And no, thank you. I don't want your squash. Okay, we got more for you, and I hope you can enjoy it. Or can at least digest it. We'll talk about this and on. And I want to give you a warning about next week's show, too. So we'll save that for a minute from now or so. Back in a few. Keep you on the edge of your seat.
Like it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul. Istanbul, even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. You just liked it better that way. Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Constantinople, no you can't go back to Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Drives me wild. I like to hit him on the head until he's dead. The sight of blood is such a high. Ooh, 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 ooh. He gives me head. We made it on a borrowed blitz. I took his arm and kissed his lips. He looked at me with such a smile. My face turned red. We booked a room into the Ritz. Ooh, 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 ooh. Gives me head. Jet boy, jet girl, gonna take you around the world. Jet boy, I'm gonna make and penetrate. I'm gonna make you be a girl. Ooh, 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 ooh. Jet boy, jet girl. And though I'm only just 15, I like to kick, I like to scream. And even if I have a kick or two in bed, when I'm with him it's just a dream. Ooh, 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 ooh. He gives me head. Jet boy, jet girl, gonna take you around the world. Jet boy, I'm gonna make and penetrate. I'm gonna make you be a girl. Ooh, 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 ooh. Jet boy, jet girl. The day, what a surprise. I saw him with some other guys. God, he was dressed up with a girl around his neck. I could have cried with both my eyes. Ooh, 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 ooh. He gave me head. Or if my brain is stuck on glue, and when the world tries to forget all that I said, I still remember you. Ooh, 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 ooh. You gave me head. Jet boy, jet girl, gonna take you around the world. Jet boy, I'm gonna make and penetrate. I'm gonna make you be a girl. Ooh, ooh. Jet girl, jet boy, jet girl, gonna take you around the world. Jet boy, I'm gonna make and penetrate. I'm gonna make you be a girl. Ooh, 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 ooh. Jet boy, jet girl.
The fox.
Who are you?
I am me.
Who is me?
Me is a thief.
You bring your poor mother grief, so I
must tell.
And then I will lie.
Are you make your poor, poor sister cry? So up to the fox, up to the fox, up to the hunt with chains and locks. So up to the fox, up to the fox, someone is always chasing after the fox.
So I'll be rich.
Why not work?
Work is hard.
You'll be caught.
I never fail.
All little cooks wind up
not
in
me, not
jail.
Me.
So after the fox, after the fox, up to the hunt with chains and locks. So after the fox, after the fox, someone is always chasing.
Badlands came the killer. He lived by the knife and the gun. He'd cut you just for standing, shoot you if you tried to run. He was big as a tree and he did as he pleased, and everything he did was bad. They said if you was to kill him, it'd only make him mad. From the good lands came the cowgirl. Patty was her name. She was hot on the trail of that killer on a moped she called Flame. 'Cause the killer had killed her daddy just for spitting in the road. You only had to kill her daddy once to get that gal P.O.'d. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Killer hit town at daybreak, ate the door off the local saloon. He started to drink, you could tell he was thinking there'll be a showdown soon. Patty hit town in a cloud of dust, old Flame was buzzing like a saw. And the whole town got as quiet as a church when the killer stepped out for the draw. 40 shots rang out. 40 people fell. Patty and the killer missed each other, but they shot that town to hell. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Killer took a step toward Patty, said, "It's time I gunned you down." But he slipped in something that was laying in the street and was shot before he hit the ground. Yes, the killer slipped and it cost him his life. And Patty said as she roared out of town, "You gotta watch your step when you know the chips are down." Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty.
To the chimp. Dab, 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 said the chip and to the monk. All night long they chatter away, and all night long they're happy, gay, load of humming, and they're singing their honky-tonky way. Dab, 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 said the monk, I love you. Dab, dab, and monkey talking thing that they will do. Big, bad, boom, one night in June, mare of a baby load I've ever seen, when it went upon his dab, dab, holly, beep, bab. of them east, I can find their singing the band, yeah. Break of day, feeling gay, yeah, that's your fancy. Ab, dab, 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 said the monkey to the chimp. Ab, dab, 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 said the chimp to the monk. All night long they chatter away, and all night long they're happy gay, Lord, the humming. They're singing, they're honky tonky way. Ab, dab, 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 said the monk, I love you. Ab, dab, be monkey talking, thing that they will do. Big bad boom, one night in June, man, love a baby, Lord, the very soon.
Showground, see the free exhibition down at the showground. The big show starts within 1 hour. Everybody hurry down to the showground. Follow the bandwagon down to the showground and see the free exhibition at the showground.
Hey, come now, old seat is one of them. Captain, the 1925, East Banks, upside down, 10 cents, 10 for dollar. Right over here, right down the midway. Hey, have you had your ice cream, honey cake and ice cream, right over here. Play in the fire, like me, all the way. Everybody, right down the midway here, let's see the big show.
Hey, hey, see Minnie Wall, that savage girl alive. She's the most wonderfulest woman in all the world. Pay a dime, stay as long as you like. She's never out, she's always in. The show's going on all the time. See Minnie Wall, that savage girl alive. Hey, hey, take in the Honolulu Hoochie Coochie Dancers. Right down here, you pay a dime and see the Honolulu Hoochie Coochie Dancers. Hey, hey, see the fat girl, she weighs 623 pounds. Pay a dime, stay as long as you like. She's never out, the show is going on all the time. Hey, hey, see the sideshows first. The big show starts within 1 hour. You have plenty time. See the sideshows first.
In Chicago, in a department store. I used to work in Chicago. I do, but I don't anymore. A lady walked in for some gloves. I said, what kind did you come for? And rubber, she says, and rubber I did. And they threw me out the door. To work in Chicago in a department store. I used to work in Chicago. I do, but I don't anymore. A lady walked in for some poultry. I said, what kind did you come for? A goose, she said. I never saw anybody so ticklish in all my life. I did, but I don't anymore. I used to work in Chicago in a department store. I used to work in Chicago. I do, but I don't anymore. A lady walked in for some groceries. I said, what kind did you come for? Cracker, she says, and cracker I did, but I don't anymore. I used to work in Chicago in a department store. I used to work in Chicago, I do, but I don't anymore. A lady walked in with the cakes. I said, what kind did you come for? A layer, she said, and we only had chocolate, and it threw me out the door. Well, I used to work in Chicago in a department store. I used to work in Chicago, I do, but I don't anymore. A lady walked in for a dress. I said, what kind did you come for? A jumper, she says, and jumper I did, but I don't anymore. I used to work in Chicago in a department store. I used to work in Chicago, I do, but I don't anymore. A lady walked in for a hat, and I said, what kind did you come for? A felt, she says, and besame mucho, they threw me out the door, and I don't work there no more.
Street. I said to myself, man, this is neat. Yeah, the chase. Will we go blind for the naivetes? I gotta find out what she like. Well, she might be the maid in her boss's car. She might be a Hollywood movie star. Whoever she can be, well, she could be mine tonight. Cop pulled up about that time. Says, old buddy, you was really a flying. You wrote me a ticket as long as your arm. I got 30 days on the labor farm. My fortune hawk and the axle's broke. My driver's license has been revoked. No more chasing, that's a fact. Not till I get my license back. Oh, the chase. Here we go flying through the night. Hear the chase. Gonna find out what she like. Well, she might be the daughter of a rich, rich man. She might be your queen from a foreign land. Whoever she can be, well, she could be mine tonight.
Now, this song has to be explained as a conversation between two United States senators. One a senator from New York, and the other a senator from California. We find them sitting in their club in Washington bragging about their respective states. The California senator speaks first. You can take your Broadway, take Walter Winchell and his gas. You can take your Roaring Forties and... You can take your Chrysler Building, take the Schuberts and George White. All I want is a little apartment somewhere in Boyle Heights. Now you've raved for days about your place, about all the things you've mastered. Go back east, you fools, you're just the tools of some other bragging bastard. Now we've listened to your boasting and all the bunk you've passed. You can take Grant's tomb if you're able and... from the senator from New York. You can take your flowers and take all of that green grass and take those sun-kissed oranges and you can take those snow-capped mountains and those skies of blue. All I want is an apartment somewhere on Park Avenue. The way you talk, you'd think New York hadn't any riches. Why not go back west with all the rest of those bragging sons of bitches? You can take your palm trees and take that Cahuenga Pass and take those lousy earthquakes and take those lousy earthquakes and shove them up your big fat ass.
Well, you've made it. And no health hazards either. You did pretty good. All right. What was all that crap? Let's take a look at the playlist, shall we? Yes. We started with John and John. They might be giants. Istanbul, not Constantinople. Elton Metello. Jet Boy, Jet Girl. That sounded familiar. I've heard that before. The Hollies, featuring Peter Sellers, After the Fox, Jim Stafford, Cow Patty, The Abba Dabba Honeymoon with Willie Soler, The Circus Parade from Mustard and Gravy, Larry Vincent, I Used to Work in Chicago, The Schmengi Brothers, Cabbage Rolls and Coffee, good. Schmengi Brothers were John Candy and Joe Flaherty from Second City Comedy Troupe. Sheb Willie, The Chase, and The Broadway Song from people who prefer to remain anonymous. Oh, come on. Own up to it, will you? I'll keep you posted if I find anything out. So, okay. So that does it for this week. I have two mystery tunes for you today. One's a tune, one's not. The mystery on the tune is, what the hell is she talking about? All right, so keep that in mind when you're listening to it. I want to warn you about next week's show. I'm going to be away next week and the week after. So I'm doing these things now, so I already know. A lot of times I don't figure it out until the last minute, but I already know what next week's show is going to be about, and it's a killer. So I want you to have all your shots. The good news about it is that it's going to be slightly shorter than usual, just because I don't have quite enough material to fill out the time. Usually they're 80 minutes, and I keep that pretty strictly on the level there. 80 minutes, and no longer, not much shorter. But it's going to be a little shorter next week. I will make it up the week after that, because the week after that, it's going to be a little longer show. And the week after that, we're going to have a... It was something I originally intended to do to you for Halloween, but... when you hear it, you'll understand why. It's kind of an easy thing for me to do, just to throw it into the bit slap machine and send it your way. So I'll be on vacation. We're going to be in Maine interviewing the state. So I'll see you next week. You have a good one. Don't fall in a hole.
Differed with yearly and all known dearly. Throughout and among, we use preferred by the also of having choicefully. The average we use of the among of our foods, along by our knowledge of the will kept adage, by the more of all helping with the all of goods, towards being among our masters. And the also by our intelligence, while the passing of time, besides our matters by the also, collectively to be with the tens.
Swans. And tonight, brought to you live from the stage of the Royal Stratford National Shakespeare Festival Company.
He should have grown old turning the key. Knock, knock, knock. Who's there in the name of Beelzebub?
Hamlet.
Hamlet who?
Hamlet, Piglet's father. Let me in.
Knock, knock.
Who stands without?
Ophelia.
Ophelia who?
Ophelia own crotch for a change, you creep.
knock, knock.
Who beats his knuckled fist upon the gate?
Macbeth.
Macbeth who?
Macbeth, friends, winna tell me.
Knock, knock.
Who stands there? Speak.
Romeo.
Ha! Perchance thou wouldst in jest propose to row me over in the clover. Ha ha, fie.
Knock, 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 knock.
Who thrusts his hand to gate so rhythmically?
Othello.
Othello? The dusky Moor?
No, Othello, who could use a nice dry sack on the rocks with a twist, please.
Knock, knock. Oh, protect me from another saucy wit. Who's there?
Caesar.
Caesar? But Caesar who?
Caesar, and the Caesar, and the pleaser, and the Caesar.